This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi, I'm Jody Davis, and I'd like us to start out our study this morning by reading 1 Corinthians 1 chapter, verses 18 through 21. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God, by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. I'd like to talk about relativism, something that is very widespread in our society today. It has been throughout the ages to a certain extent, but very much so today. As a matter of fact, we can go back to John, the 18th chapter, in verse 38, when Pilate simply asked our Lord, what is truth? If you ask that question today, there's no telling how many different types of answers you're going to get on any given subject. When we go to define relativism, we read this: the doctrine that knowledge, truth, and morality exist in relation to culture, society, or historical context and are not absolute. And the simple meaning of relativism is it's all very relative, so to speak. It's here or there. When we think of relativism in our world today, it's a changing dial, ever spinning from one point to another. Today, this may be fine. Tomorrow, it may not. Today, what was fine isn't, and what isn't was. And a few days later, well, it may just all change again. But that's relativism, and it's guided by the finger of man. Basically, with relativism, you can discard anything. You can throw it away. That reminds me very much so of the book burnings during World War II and other such incidents. Anything assertive must be discredited. You are the editor of truth, the creator of your own rules. And these are the basic steps or lines that we see with relativism in our society today. In a religious, and I'll put quotation marks there, in a religious context, we see the philosophy of relativism in that all paths lead to the same God. It doesn't matter what religion, it doesn't matter who you pray to, or even if you don't pray, everything leads to the same God. Now, when we look to the word of truth, when we look to that which is not foolishness, that which is stable and never changing for all eternity, the Word of God, we see a little bit different story. We can start out simply with John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And that is a very set standard. There's nothing wishy-washy about it. You're not going to have the dial going all over the place unless man gets his finger in it. But when we go back to the wisdom of God, we find the way, Jesus, the truth, Jesus, and the life, Jesus. It's a very familiar saying today, attend the church of your choice and all of these things. But is it really our choice? Do we go to the Word of God and examine what a specific church teaches as compared to the Word of God? Do we use the Word of God as our standard, or do we use our likes or dislikes and things of that nature? Do emotions rule, or does God's eternal Word rule? We can go to our Lord's Prayer in John the 17th chapter and verse 21. And beginning, well, let's go back to verse 14. Our Lord says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Note that. I have given them your word. That would be the apostles that our Lord is talking about in his prayer. I have given them your word. If we go down to verse 17, we read, sanctify them, and again, this is the apostles, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So we have in our Lord's Prayer, with the shadow of the cross heavily across him, his word that he has given them from God, the apostles. Now, let's go to verse 18. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them, the apostles, into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in, and here it is again, the truth. Now look at this as we go to verse 20. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word. That word from God through Christ to the apostles, and then to you and I today through the New Testament of Christ. There is a standard. It's not a wishy-washy truth to be determined by any person, but it is a truth to be determined by you and I as we look to the Word of God, as we search the Scriptures, and we find not that the standard of the day, so to speak, with the world, but the God standard that's never changing and in which God wants us to stand, in which we need to stand for eternal life. Won't you join us at the Fairfield Church of Christ in going to that word? Join us in that cause. It is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did.
We follow the precious, inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God, and only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, his body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning, and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way. God be honored.